T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think this group is reading all this stuff. They're listening to all this stuff saying, it's all about the Mavericks. Cool, fine, yeah. Whatever. Dismiss the championship DNA that we have and have displayed in this postseason so far.
I could feel this thing coming, and I'm not saying that I'm predicting it. I'm just, it feels to me like the excuse train is coming in on Luka.
Oh, it's already there. Right? He has no help.
He has no help. You know, he's tired from game 7, and, you know, he got scratched in the face, and now he's got the dinged up shoulder. And you know what? He actually was battling the flu as well. I mean, come on, man. Like, what are we doing?
I saw it all. I saw it all yesterday. I scoffed. It actually disgusted me a bit that all the excuses people are making for the Dallas Mavericks.
Steph missed time with the leg injury and then came off the bench, and we weren't even giving him the benefit of the doubt.
You know, one thing that hasn't been brought up during this playoff run, and it was brought up all regular season, especially during the last month.
Give it to me.
Man, Steph, Clay, and Dre have only played 7 minutes together. They don't have a rapport. How are they going to gel? Yeah. You know, everybody's been in and out of the lineup.
Saying about Brunson now.
Right.
Well, Dinwiddie and Brunson and Luka didn't play a lot together.
Right. But remember that towards the tail end of the regular season?
I do.
Steph's missed 18 games. Draymond, 30s. They haven't played together in a long time. They got to, like, and Andre Iguodala comes out with a call saying, like, we're going to have to gel during the postseason.
Which is what they did.
And they've done that. And nobody's even given them the benefit of the doubt. It's like, oh, they're supposed to beat Memphis. Oh, wait, Dylan Brooks is out. Now Dylan Brooks is used as an excuse for Memphis not being, well, he got kicked out of game 2 and suspended for game 3. Like, Dylan Brooks is holding back the Memphis Grizzlies.
If I listed all the best players in the NBA, where's Dylan Brooks on that list?
150? Memphis was happy he got suspended, for crying out loud. They played better without him.
It's just wild. I'm seeing all this overcorrection on the Luka thing already, and like they're talking about the others out there. Just look at that. That's why I asked you about personnel going into game one. I'm like, listen to the names that we're out here touting. Dorian Finney-Smith? Really?
Yeah.
Brunson?
That is.
And I'm not trying to discredit them. What I'm saying is that we talk about Steph Curry and the others. Well, the others are a guy going to the Hall of Fame in Klay Thompson.
Right?
And Draymond Green is going to the Hall of Fame. And one of the rising superstars in the NBA in Jordan Poole. Right? And then, like, throw in Kevon Looney. Look, Kevon Looney might not be one of the top 100 guys in the NBA. Every team could use a Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney's better than any big man that the Dallas Mavericks have.
Yep.
So I find it interesting how we try to throw these dilutions out there to make the Warriors seem lesser than and give the opponent more credit than they deserve. And look, I'm here respecting the opponent. I respect Luka.
I do too.
I'm sick of the narratives wrapped around why teams are losing.
It's just the excuses everybody makes for other teams against the Golden State Warriors. When I look back to 2016, it said, Steph Curry pushed it on a knee that would have had him out for 2 months.
He couldn't shake Kevin Love in game 7 as he's trying to yo-yo the ball.
But they never, never use it as an excuse.
No.
They come back from 3-1 against Oklahoma City, beat up and banged up. Never used it as an excuse.
Iggy hurt his back. Bogut hurt himself. Do people ever talk about those injuries?
Mm-hmm.
No. But we'll talk about the, you know, Dylan Brooks suspension till the end of time.
Yep. They need to jail. They need to jail. They need to do this. They need to do that. Man, you know what? It's all good. And the Warriors have been here before, and that's what's so fun about it. And look, they're going to be the underdogs in the finals if they advance. They're going to be it feels like they're the underdogs against the Mavericks. How many people I've heard pick the Mavericks in 5 and 6?
Oh, how about 538, which couldn't predict the presidential election? But 538 came out and said that the Warriors have the least likely chance of winning it because they're basing all of the algorithm. Again, stats are deceiving at
times. For losers at times.
Because of the regular season. I mean, it's just... B, I love data. I do, because you know me. You call me Mr. Wall Street and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. I do love data. Nothing drives me crazier than you throwing data in my face without context.
Yeah.
It drives me insane.
Dude, it is a lot. It is a lot. Now it's the wide open threes, and you know they were coming off of game 7 or whatnot. Look, the adjustments I look at the Warriors to make, they're going to continue to play that defense on Luka. They'll continue to close out and make Finney Smith, Bullock, and Kleber playmakers. You got to figure Brunson to play a little bit better. He'll shoot the ball a little bit better. Overall, the Mavericks will shoot the ball a little bit better. But so will the Warriors.
I just don't think they have any defenders to slow us down in the half court.
Especially Jordan Poole. I was watching Jordan Poole.
Jordan Poole, by the way.
We didn't break that down enough. He was in his bag.
Thank you.
He had Maxi Kleber on skates.
The shake and bake?
Yeah, they, at the end of the game, towards the third quarter and fourth quarter, they basically put Bullock on Jordan Poole.
Yes.
They have no answer for him. He's getting to the cup at will, and the Warriors with points in the paint. Again, they were the smaller team against the Memphis Grizzlies. They out-rebounded the Grizzlies in 5 of 6 games, and they dominated the points in the paint in 4 to 6 games.
But the Grizzlies had a couple of guys that gave them fits at the rim.
Yep.
I don't see that personnel for Dallas. Now, you want to say I'm discrediting them? Fine. Show me the guy that scared them in game 1. They were going to the rim at ease.
At will. At will. Points in the paint in game 1 for the Golden State Warriors.
Give it to me.
44, which seems a little low.
It does.
To 32.
Well, it's because the final 8 minutes, they were just chucking.
So 44-32. Second chance points, Warriors 14, Mavericks 8. Fast break points, Warriors 18, Mavericks 7. All right, biggest lead, Warriors 30, Mavericks 2. They're up 30 in that game and played their B-plus game on offense.
Let's play this
game. Nobody's even talking about that.
No, they won't. But let's play this game again, all right? After seeing one game, and then things can change. Guys can have outlier games, all right? If you go Luka 1, Steph 2, or vice versa, who are the next 3 or 4 guys?
I would say Warriors.
Okay.
Klay, Dre, Jordan Poole.
They got to win tonight.
You got to win
tonight. You go up 2-0, and the whole series is now in your hands.
Yep.
You leave this game tonight, and you give a split. You give hope to Dallas. They got exactly what they needed. They get now home court advantage, essentially, over the final 5 games of the series. Mm-hmm. You got to win tonight. And to me, tonight's one of those step-on-the-throat games.
Yeah, I feel like you take full control of the series because, again, the Warriors aren't going to get at the podium after game 2 like Chris Paul and Devin Booker did and start disrespecting the other team of being petty and acting like the series is won. Oh, you know, Luka trying to guard us. Yeah, okay. And then you go down to Dallas and get smoked for 2 games, and then you lose the series. Warriors aren't going to do that. They've been here, done that. That's another thing people gloss over.
The experience.
I always believe in championship culture and being there before. Those Houston Rockets teams, when they went back-to-back, and they were down 3-1. They were down 2-1 to Utah in the first round, 3-1 to the Phoenix Suns, and down and basically went up 2-0 in San Antonio, lost their next 2 games at home. The Rockets have been there before. They never panicked. Championship teams do not panic.
And Clyde Drexler had been to the finals before, and he was talking about that, about how it fueled his confidence, because the first time he went, he was a little nervous.
Yeah, no doubt. And then you lose to the Pistons.
Yeah.
Then you play the Bulls, and you blow it against the Bulls when you're up 19 against the Bulls in game 6 back in 92. And the Bulls have been there. Think about the Chicago Bulls. They're down 0-2 to the New York Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. Down 0-2. Going back home. They never panicked. Instead, they win 4 straight games.
There's a Kings-Lakers thing coming. I know that's coming. And Sacramento's just going to start crying.
Well, the Lakers, they've been there. You go game 7.
Here we go.
Arco Arena. Here we go. Cowbells. What happens?
Big Shot Bob?
Big Shot Bob.
It's the greatest nickname ever, isn't it?
Lakers don't panic. It is a great nickname. Lakers don't panic. They win the series. Champions don't panic. Championship teams don't panic. And I think – People could laugh at it saying, oh, they don't have any championship dust. This is so different. There's no Kevin Durant. No. Iguodala's not playing. Livingston's not playing.
Three of the most important players, and then a fourth of, like, I'd say the top six guys in Looney have major championship pedigree. I think people have forgotten how good Looney was in 2019 finals.
They do.
He was so sick with that broken like clavicle or whatever it was.
Kawhi. And in 2018, when he got switched out on the Chris Paul and James Harden over and over and over again,
he was
held his own. So, you know, that's fine. And then you better hope GP2 don't get back at the end of the series.
Well, the key for me is the Jordan Poole thing, because I felt it after about 3 minutes of him on the floor. He goes, oh, he has no fear. He is going to start cooking. And then he starts almost over-dribbling to shake dudes. And I'm like, he can get any shot he wants in the series.
Dude,
they don't have a defensive answer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.